The bulk carrier Wise Honest was detained by Indonesian authorities more than a year ago in the Strait of Makassar. According to the Indonesians, the ship was behaving erratically and had turned off its AIS identification beacon. On boarding, they found a crew of 25 North Koreans and a cargo of coal that paperwork claimed had been loaded in the Russian port of Vladivostok. Last week, the United States Department of Justice claimed that the Wise Honest had in fact been photographed loading coal in North Korea and that the ship was part of an ongoing scheme by Pyongyang to evade United Nations sanctions. The DOJ said the ship's owners had paid for repairs and equipment in funds passed illegally through the U.S. banking system, which made the Wise Honest subject to civil forfeiture. The ship's crew has reportedly been sent back to North Korea, but according to the website North Korea News, the $3 million cargo of coal was transferred to another ship, the Dongtran, which has itself been seized in Malaysia. At 17,000 tons, the Wise Honest is the second largest ship in North Korea's small commercial fleet, and if, as widely suspected, others are also engaged in sanctions busting, the same procedure could be used to seize them, too. Last Saturday, Coast Guard officials from Honolulu were on hand as the Wise Honest was towed into Pango Pango. According to RNZ Pacific, some residents expressed concern that American Samoa could now be a target for North Korean attacks. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.